The House Intelligence Committee has formally concluded its Russia investigation this morning, and it found no wrongdoing by Donald Trump's campaign. The committee released a heavily redacted report that followed a highly partisan process. NPR's national security editor, Phil Ewing, has read the report, and he joins us now in our studios. Hey, Phil, thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
How surprising is this result?
It's not a big surprise. House Republicans, for one, have already released their top-level findings a couple of weeks ago, the executive summary, if you will. And also, we've known for a long time that the chairman of this committee, California Republican Devin Nunes, is a Trump loyalist. He worked on his transition. He's been trying to support him all along this process. And so it's not a surprise that he would conclude with this final report that there was no wrongdoing by the Trump campaign. He also has been helping lead the charge by Republicans in the House against the Justice Department and the FBI. They say this story is about abuse of power by biased officials, as they call them. And there's been a lot of that as a part of this, as well as the investigation into the Russia matter.
Trying to shift the focus over to the Department of Justice.
Correct.
So is there anything new in the committee's report?
You know, actually, there may be. But as you said a moment ago, it's redacted. There are whole pages of it that are blacked out as a part of this process where the committee sent it to the intelligence community to review it for classified information. So depending on what committee staffers learned along the way, they could have put something new in there that we just can't see yet. And as I mentioned a moment ago, Chairman Nunes has already released some high-level findings. Now we have the full report. So we may actually get another bite at this apple down the line if the intelligence community removes some of those redactions in a future version, and there may be some new things to learn here at that time.
So as we noted, this was a very partisan process almost from the beginning. So I imagine there are Democrats on the committee who are not so happy with this report?
That is correct. We've already heard this morning from the ranking member, Adam Schiff of California, who basically has repeated his point that this wasn't a real investigation in his view by Republicans. He complains about a number of witnesses that he couldn't talk to or interview fully, subpoenas they couldn't issue of people in the Russia case, and whole avenues of investigation, including, for example, President Trump's financial relationships that Republicans who hold the majority on this committee just wouldn't let them do. So in other words, for him, this wasn't about doing an investigation and uncovering facts. As he argues, this was about providing political cover for the president.
I mean, and at one point in this whole process, I mean, Devin Nunes, the chairman, was actually supposed to stepped down to recuse himself and ended up, it didn't really happen.
That's right. He went through a whole ethics complaint in the House, and during that time, he asked another leader on the committee, Mike Conaway, to take over. But then when he was cleared, he said he could come back. So in his view, that recusal was never supposed to be permanent, and he issued the report this morning. He had a quote about it.
Huh. Okay, so now the House Intelligence has wrapped up its investigation, issued this report. Does that have any bearing on the other investigations that are happening?
Probably not. There's two other big ones. There's the one in the Senate Intelligence Committee, which is ongoing. And there's the most significant one, most likely, which is being run out of the Justice Department by the special counsel, Robert Mueller. He's already indicted some people, and we'll have to see whether he does any more of those in the near term here.
All right. NPR National Security Editor Phil Ewing for us this morning. Thanks, Phil.
Thank you.